Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday PBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And today is our Healing Highway show with all the energy of that going down the road. So clear the day today. So the date is the 11th of September, 2017. So here we go. Let's clear the energy off you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ugh. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels a little better. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. So, and energize them to put peace into your room and into you also. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a particular situation going on today, like we always clear for people, just to bring it up, think about it. And we'll replace the dramas and traumas or whatever it would be with peace. So what you're thinking about is just one timeline, and that's what we can eliminate because you're looking at that timeline. So here we go. Releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we'll bring our co-host on today. And Ann, are you around out there, in there? I guess out there sounds like you're in the beyond, though, so I don't know. I do. Are you in the studio, Ann? Hello, Ann.
Well, hello, Ron. I am here, and welcome everyone listening. It is the Monday BBS radio station show, The Healing Highway. And thank you so much, Ron. I didn't have my own pictures of the light beings up, so I'm just putting them up now because I would really miss that, having that little extra wonderful energy at the start of the show. So for everyone, and especially if you're new, Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. And on there, you will see a picture of one of the beautiful light beings that you can click onto your monitor screen when Ron does that light being charging at the beginning of the show. Or on the BBS fast chat link, there's a link to where you could put up three light being pictures, the male, the non-gender, and the female light being, which is really wonderful to do as well. And then you have energy coming through all three of them. And you could possibly put it on your computer screen or your television screen. A lot of people do that. And then you have an even bigger picture of the light beings. And they are, of course, healers and doctors. So, Ron, thanks also for clearing the date. I was wondering if the date, because it's the anniversary of an event in the U.S., did it feel heavy to you today? I didn't even think about it until I noticed what day it was when we started the show.
A little heavy, you know. It is a little heavy. So if you're feeling heavy, everybody, do a media clearing for that date, and that may take away the energy. I don't watch TV. If I watch Netflix, you know, and Amazon and stuff, but I don't really watch any. I don't even have, a TV channel, so. Anyway, I don't get indoctrinated with all that stuff. Otherwise, you get caught up into it. The hardest thing to heal is, let's talk about the physical body, and this could also be events. So with the physical body, somebody calls me up and says, Ron, I got a hurt finger or whatever. I go, okay, I can check that out, you know, remotely and help you with that. If you've had an x-ray of that hurt finger, now it's in mind energy. So it's discussed, you know, for yourself. You know, you have an owie, and it hasn't been looked at yet by a professional, we'll say. And at that point, you don't have a lot of mental energy attached to it, which is what you're courting and putting yourself on timeline. So if you say you have a hurt finger, and even if it's broken, doing the healing on that is much easier than if you say, oh, Ron, I got this a hurt finger, I had an x-ray, it looks awful. They talked about what it could do and this and that and the other. Right away, you're really very distant from having a healing taking place, because you're down the rabbit hole so far, you know, on the way down, and then your mind takes over, and then naturally maybe after that you might be in fear of it from whatever somebody told you about your situation, and then you probably have anxieties because you're wondering how it's going to work in typically we'll say 6 months after it's healed, or you know, you may have surgery happening to it. So all this stuff is really hard to go into a healing on it. So the same thing with, like we just talked about, this particular date. And so as you start seeing those recycling things once a year, or maybe even they started it maybe a week ago, and explaining how it happened and different theories and et cetera, you know, then all of a sudden you get trapped into that energy, and you need to do media clearance to get yourself out of it. Otherwise, it could take you down, and you don't want to go further down that rat hole. And whoever's, you know, listening to or seeing pictures of, or maybe they had a first-hand experience, then all of a sudden, as you start hearing about these things, you're also having your experience, living that experience through them, as they put you on their timeline. So that's sort of what happens, you know. So anyway, hopefully that will maybe help you to understand more about why it's so hard to have healing sometimes, because you got, you know, indoctrinated with a whole bunch of other energies that have to be released before we can actually even come to your physical body. Remember, these are energies outside of yourself, and they're blocking your healing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was so interesting. So what is happening if, for instance, you look at an X-ray, you're too involved in the facts and our knowledge and past and learning about what that fact is. Like, I see this is a fact on this X-ray. And then all of that rushes into your being and starts to actually create that problem. Whereas if you didn't look at it, you just said, oh, well, this hurts, so let me do a healing and tell light being, you know, this part of my body hurts, and then run it through the pain or whatever, you would actually have a better chance, or, you know, you're going to be more on the side of positive healing. Is that accurate?
Or just getting put back into balance. I would say, you know, if you saw the X-ray and then you got all the agenda about it, and then you got to research it yourself, naturally, because you got to see if that person is telling you the truth or not. And so all your efforts, that could be maybe, you know, maybe it's taking you a week, you know, to try to figure out what you have. Well, you have to undo all of that. And so, yes, that's it's much harder that way, because you're contaminating yourself. And all the other people's thoughts are now yours, and you just got slimed with that situation. So, yeah, it's just best not to really know about it too much. And, you know, you've probably heard stories where you know, somebody tells somebody in the wheelchair they'll never walk again, and they don't believe it. And then they start walking, you know, in a given amount of time. Normally, you know, they would believe the situation, and they'd be stuck in the wheelchair for their whole life. But they go, no, I'm not going to believe that situation. And now all of a sudden, you're walking. Well, what happened there? Well, they didn't tie into that timeline, you know? So that's kind of the whole thing about healing, is that you want to know that what you have is repairable. May not be 100%, because maybe there's something that is going on where it cannot be, but you could at least be much more well than, you know, if you took that particular diagnosis of how bad it is. So that's when you want to walk away, Renee, and just know that you can have assistance, because you want to not program the mental body. The mental body, man, it wants to, if you give it a job, boy, it'll be working forever. And you can have books pull off the shelves in the library and everything else, because it's so strong that it's trying to give you all the answers, and it'll keep searching and searching and searching, and you know, until you finally tell it to stop. That's his job, is to tie you up into all these things. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, someone sent in two words that really says it all about this conversation, and the two words are diagnosis and diagnostic. The beginning of those words is die.
Yep.
And I heard a doctor who does a lot of research on a condition that people consider, you know, a death sentence. And he said the first thing we have to overcome is the idea that it's a death sentence and start believing that everything, every single thing that happens in your body is curable.
Yep.
That's a different way to look at it. Okay, someone else wrote in, medical consult. Doctors and nurses connect to all the timelines of other clients with the same diagnosis, and that's part of the medical industrial complex.
You know, you need to realize, you see, when some people send me emails, Ron, I have this, that, and the other, and sometimes I get like a couple of paragraphs which I can't read. You know, because I won't retain what they're talking about, you know. So you just need to just say, you know, I got an owie, this is where it is, can you help me with this? What clearing should I do? And it's as simple as that, where it's not being labeled. Like that email, yeah, you end up with all the other people with that same thing that you have, and maybe it is a death sentence for them, but why would it be for you? You know, unless, you know, you choose to believe that it is that way. Remember, your thoughts are what's killing you. So back to you.
Right. Oh, this is great, Ron. And probably the same person wrote in, medical research. So like redoing, redone, more, multiple timelines.
Yep.
So, yeah. And the way it is, and here's the thing that will fix it, and yeah. Okay, so thank you very much, Ron. And, oh, I wanted to say that when anything happens, my suggestion to everyone is to immediately do the be here now. Because when something happens, especially if it hurts, your spirit's going to leave your body. So the be here now is the first step for healing, I think.
Very good.
Okay, so three people were in this very bad storm on the East Coast who are listeners, and all wrote in, Ron, to let us know that doing the gray skies and environmental protection clearings helped their home stay clear of debris and falling trees, et cetera. And it sounds like, you know, they didn't go into detail. It sounds like maybe they left, as they were, I think, told to do from that area, but that they've heard that their home is fine. And so they're thanking you for that. They're saying, and thank you, Ron, for the healings.
That's right. You're very welcome.
Those are very, very powerful healings, and we've gotten, well, probably thousands of testimonials about people having success with both of those clearings. And they're free right on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And I wanted to say, I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, please send us an email with any questions or comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or click on the link you'll find on the BBS radio station page that says Fast Chat. Okay, Mind of the Body Death Barcode. Oh, might you need to do more Mind of the Body Death Barcodes if you get involved with a medical institution or a medical situation?
Yeah, I would say that'd probably be correct, yeah.
Right, and is that how... right.
Yeah, but you know, the reason why you have that condition... Let's reverse it. So you say, okay, I have this now. Well, why do you have it? Well, the mind of the body is maybe out to lunch, you know? And so, you know, because of that condition, you probably want to do a lot of those. But let me know, you know, on an email, you know, what's happening and how many you may have or if you have cleared some. So that's really the kind of the common denominator, because the mind and the body, I'm not saying it's exactly right, but it can have more energy on your body than your spirit would. That's designed to be there. It's like the CEO will say of your body as far as health and wellness. And when it starts to go down, then things start happening to you. Your spirit could do some healing work with you, but it's actually the one in the physical, okay, we'll call it. So it works with the physical stuff with your body, and that comes energetics in into physical, where your spirit has to integrate maybe more fully with you, okay? And so saying that differently, let's just say that the spirit in your body can only handle one-third of your body energy, we'll say, and in this location because it's so diluted through all incarnations. Let's just make it very simple. So it sees it and it goes, yeah, I can help out here, but, man, I don't have enough horsepower here. Well, your mind or your body is the one that goes, yeah, we got this problem, and if I was up to speed, I can fix it because this is my job, okay? Well, your spirit goes, you know, I like to help, but I don't have the horsepower. So you have to look at it a little differently there. And that's why you want to do, you know, the mind of the body, death barcodes on it. And it'd be interesting to know if I've had a lot of testimonials from people who've done that over the last couple of weeks or so. If anybody out there maybe had a real basic problem that bugged them every day, and if by doing the mind of the body, if it helped to maybe alleviate a lot of it, with, you know, maybe within a week or two after you got it online, so it knows where to focus and it's activated now in its wholeness. So it'd be interesting if we just had an email. I get emails that people say, "Yeah, I felt kind of in, you know, not well, not good, and you know, now I feel much better." But maybe, you know, if you could maybe say, "Yeah, I had this problem and." And wow, it's basically, you know, almost healed, or you know, I can deal with it a lot easier. The pain is leaving me, and because remember, once your body knows wellness, this is the whole thing. You see, as you go through life, at first you're probably basically, we'll just say, perfect in a sense, and then as you start going through the hard knocks of life and things start happening and your different accidents, all of a sudden you start getting used to being in misery with something, or maybe you have a backache and it's always been there and you just kind of like shine it on and forget about it because, you know, it's always been there. So you just don't move too much in one direction because, you know, it'll cause you pain and you're forming that new experience without going into pain, but you don't have, you know, the full movement of your body. So you do this clearing, we'll say, and all of a sudden, voila, the mind of the body goes, man, I must have been asleep at the age of 9, you know. I just couldn't fix this. Now I got these barcodes off. I can go in there now at the age of 9, going back into your history or her story and start clearing that out of you. And all of a sudden, it takes a while because you're older, and it's still chugging away at this year, having success. And all of a sudden, one day you wake up and, geez, you go, man, I can move my head all the way to the right. I couldn't do it before. You know, my neck hurt, or I had these pinched nerves or something, and now I can. Well, what happened? Well, it got online, you see. And so that's how I look at the mind of the body. And then your spirit can give energy, but if your spirit doesn't have enough horsepower, then it just can't help you. When we do the clearings with you, what happens is when you go to the light ship, your spirit is actually renewed on the light ship. But it's not renewed when it comes back here. So you come up there wounded, and it gets like zapped into full consciousness, does the healing on you. And with the light beam's assistance, we'll say, you know, charge you up, we'll say. They just kind of like plug you in. And now it's fixed. Now you come back here, but you can't hold that spirit energy because, you know, it wasn't all here. And so all of a sudden you come back here and these energetic bodies wrap around you, give you the pain and suffering, and you go, yeah, it feels a little better, but I'm not fixed. But you go to the light ship again as you're being beamed up and back, you know, zillions of times a second. And then all of a sudden you get fixed again. And once your body knows wellness, then it's able to move on and get rid of the darkness. So that's why I said, don't look back. You start feeling better, don't look back into your past, because you don't want to drag that old stuff with you. Because sometimes that garbage in the garbage container, you know, can be reeking and smelling, and you don't want to have it anymore. So just know that, yeah, this is what happens. And so when I do healings on people also, I infuse them typically with my spirit energy, which is the source energy that I have, to infuse you, to give you like a big booster shot of energy. And I was going to go, zap. And, you know, your body then knows, yeah, I feel better. I know wellness now. I didn't know it before. You know, I knew wellness when I was 8, but, geez, I'm 56 now, and, you know, I'm having these difficulties and problems, and I don't know what wellness is. I think I got this death sentence here for the rest of my life with maybe my neck not turning all the way to the right. And all of a sudden, zap, your spirit now goes, wow, I got all this energy. I can start to heal this myself and also heal the mind of the body, okay? And so that's kind of how it works. But typically, you know, like I said, the mind and the body is your little math scientist inside of you with all the test tubes and like a chemistry professor in a white coat, lab coat, doing all this work for you. And the darkness goes, you know, this thing's too busy doing all these healings. We're going to start putting death barcodes on it to take away its energy. And that's what happens. And then your body starts to decline. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, someone wrote in response to the suggestion to do the Be Here Now. The more one is in the now, excuse me, the less you remember, and it doesn't seem to matter. So that's really wise,
I
agree.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Walk away, Renee, you know. It's you don't need to bring the past with you, you know. It's just programmed in you. And you also want to do the cellular mental clearing. So if you're listening to me today, you know, you need to do the emotional one first and the mental, you know, maybe fear and anxiety. So now you're listening to me and you did maybe those four clearings or maybe one or two more. It depends on what you have. And now you go, okay, now I'm ready to take charge and get well. Well, you can do the, you know, the barcodes on your mind and the body, get those things off of it, and you're going to start moving forward now. And, you don't know what you're clearing is really going to be the silver bullet for you. You know, like when I do the expos and even on the BBS shows, people say, you know, like in the expos, say, okay, who has pain? I first do emotional clearings for people and they start feeling better. And then I say, okay, who has pain? And maybe I'll get 20 people out of 100 in the audience raising their hand with who has pain. And then I'll do a pain clearing by snapping my finger, I will just say 20 times. And they say, okay, how's that for you? And you probably would see it on some of the YouTube that I have up, I think. And maybe, you know, there's 5 people that still have pain. Like, okay, well, let me do an entity clearing now. Do an entity clearing. And I go, okay, you still have the pain? And then they go, no, it's gone. So, you know, if we didn't know about entities, you could do all the clearings, you know, that you could do on pain, and it wouldn't help you because the entities are still hanging into you, living off your energy. But really, you also want to clear your cellular mental energy. That's how your cells remember your past, in a sense. That's your how you get downloaded with all your stuff. So your cells know about this thing, whatever it is, and it could be from when you had it to current, knowing how bad off you are, or it could be just, you know, lingering there under the surface, and then you stumble upon a situation, an accident, and now it's, you know, go, oh, I can get out now and harm this person. I'm here. I'm ready to go because I have it in my cells. It's cell memory, and I'm going to now cause them, you know, pain and trauma because, you know, great Uncle Louie gave it to me, and I got it now, and now I can, you know, have it come to the surface to actually get released. But you don't know that. So you're now like a victim to this thing. Remember, everything that you're dealing with comes to the surface because your body wants to get rid of this thing out of it. It's hanging on to this bad energy, and it goes up. Finally, this person finally stubbed their big toe, and I can now come forward, and maybe we can get rid of some of this big toe energy that's been here for maybe 500 years in the DNA genetics. And so you don't know that, and so you just start hobbling around and being frustrated and angry with yourself for doing that or whatever, and, you know, not knowing that your body wants to release the energy. And that's why we have clearings to clean yourself out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and another testimonial on this subject. Don't look at the x-ray. My experience. I followed Ron's advice about not looking at my wrist fracture x-ray. Didn't buy in to the doom and gloom of the doctor's assistant, who was nothing but negative. When he saw my wrist at the end of my treatment, he said, "Which one was it?" I just smiled at him and said, "You tell me." Yes, I also did timeline crashes. My wrist is working great.
Very good.
Yes.
Yep. Very good.
Okay, so somebody wrote in, "I just completed the death barcode removal of the 100 placenta clearings as you recommended on the placenta call. Am I clear now?"
Yes.
Great. I guess that's good for everyone to have that question answered. You know, for now, 100 is going to cover everybody, right?
Well, the person wrote to me, and they probably had 100. I've had people up to about 300 and something. And I don't know. I think most people range between like 15, maybe up to maybe 150. You all say under 200. But 15 to 200 is kind of the norm that I'm finding now. I was first kind of shocked seeing a high number like that of, say, 150 even. I go, oh, man.
And now, are you talking about placenta ones, Ron, or mind of the body?
Oh, wait a minute. Placenta. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm talking about the mind of the body.
Right, right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I know some people were shocked by their high numbers.
Yeah, you know.
Several
people
were quite
that.
Shocked by their high numbers.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, well, I told them to do 100 of the placenta ones. Yes, very, very good.
Right. So that's pretty much we're all going to be good on the. You don't need us writing to you to ask if we need more placentas.
No,
death barcodes.
I think
okay.
100 is good.
Yeah, good.
If somehow you're kind of questioning it, and you go, "Man, I don't know about this here," you know, and your body's talking to you, not your mind but your body. You know, maybe 25 more might be, you know, an option for you if you want to do a little more. You guys might even try it. If you already did 100, just do 25 more and just see if maybe something's hiding in there. But, you know, it feels like to me 99% of the people, 100 is very adequate.
Great. And thank you, listener, for sending that in just to for all of us to have confirmation. And a few people really felt a lot of energy having those placenta barcodes removed, Ron. In fact, this one listener says that she actually felt more and more emotional during that than the actual placenta call. So that's interesting. But, of course, at the end of it, the people that wrote that all said they feel very calm and peaceful when it's done. So thank you for that, for letting us know.
It could be a little bit of a roller coaster ride, too, maybe, as you're clearing that, you know, but... you know, as you get done, it should feel pretty good to you.
Okay.
I think of all the healings that I have on the website and doing this one, you know, and it's not added there, but just doing this on a special call, for me, seeing the energy of the people, this was probably the most traumatic type of clearing that I have, you know, done for people. And that's why I went through and did the emotions and traumas, you know, the night before. It even could have started working with you a few days before when I was looking at what I had to do. So I didn't want to have anybody, you know, just completely break down on the call because that's not the way it's supposed to work. So, but it was probably one of the more, roughest clearings that I have done on people. Take away this energy of it's basically heartbreak. death and heartbreak is what was taken away from you with that, and abandonment issues. So it'd be interesting to know if anybody feels, you know, that they, you know, are going to abandon now with your friends, if that, you know, was something bothering them, or maybe they thought they had a death curse on them or something, or just extreme trauma, you know. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in to share about their mind of the body experience. Years ago, my mind of the body healed a nasty bite overnight. Since then, I use the mind of the body. Everything is not every time something is not right with my body. It works well. Okay, someone's saying, how do I clear the mind of the body death barcodes? Well, you use the, I don't want to call it regular, the physical death barcode clearing, which you purchase on Ron's site, creationlightship.com. And first you write to Ron and ask how many physical death barcodes you have, and you clear those. Then you write to Ron telling him you've cleared those and asking him how many mind of the body death barcodes you have. And he'll tell you that number, and then you will clear them on there by writing mind of the body after your name at the top. And for those, you only have to do the first hour, not the whole lineup of the clearings that appear there that you have to do for the physical barcodes. So the mind of the body will go a little quicker, but you're also likely to have a lot of them. So you may only have, say, 3 physical death barcodes, but you might have 103 mind of the body death barcodes. And to have that expedited a bit, Ron has said we can run clear 3 of those at a time. So the first step is to buy the clearing and then contact Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com with the subject line death barcodes, or how many death barcodes, and Ron will get back to you. And someone wants to know, can they simultaneously do the death barcodes on 2 computers or 1 computer for mind of the body and placenta with 3 windows at a time? Ron?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. I'm just checking out stuff right now to see what I can do for a healing on people.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I'll do a sample of that, of the mind and the body, in case you haven't done that. So I'll clear 10 of those for you. And you can get an experience here. So here we go, mind and the body clearing. So first one, we'll call it. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you should start to feel more energized. Number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the last one here, number 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, just see if your body is a little more alert. Maybe you have more energy coming into you now, which will help you have some healing work. Maybe you have some tingles in an area. So, and you may want to focus on telling the mind of the body where it can go to. If you have a condition of something, it'll probably do your main life support systems first, you know, and then from there go into maybe a request that you may have that, you know, maybe your skin feels funny or something, but you know, maybe you have a problem with your liver and it's going to be doing that first before it starts to work with something that you're really, you know, wanting done, but it's not life-threatening. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you for that, Ron. I felt more than energized, I would say, just like my body relaxed, and I feel very peaceful. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Someone just wrote in, is it possible to add all barcodes until complete as we clear the 100 placenta barcodes?
I'm not sure on that one. So, you know, I would still do it by the numbers there, like 1 through 100.
Okay. And they go on to say, and the placenta call was amazing, feeling lighter and brighter. Please hold another placenta call again. Thank you.
Okay, let's see what we can do on that.
Okay. And okay, I don't understand that. If you're sending things in and not getting them read, maybe send it again on an email and we can answer you in an email. Okay. Let's see. Cellular memory clearing. Hi, Ron. Thanks for explaining the cellular memory clearing on the Healing Highway. I've been working over the years to clear the flinching my body does when someone, for example, stands behind me to cut my hair. When I was about 7, I had a cyst removed from my near spine. So that's wonderful news. So they've stopped having to do that because the cellular memory clearing cleared them of it. That's great.
Yeah, very good.
Right. So here's an interesting idea, Ron. So this person's asking about the mind of the body, and they've removed their mind of the body death barcodes. So now they're wondering if clearing the mind of the body, if they could write after their name, clear knee death barcode. I'm currently doing timeline crashes commencing from 1971, because I guess they hurt their knee by running up and down many flights of stairs. So I guess the question is, could you do a death barcode on a specific body part, or should you just assume that it was removed with the number that you gave the person to clear? They're probably all cleared off, Ron, would you say? Or do you think you need to do a specific one?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at it. I think they're probably pretty good, yeah.
Okay, good. So just to remind people, there is, of course, we were clearing death barcodes from the mind of the body. Everyone has a mind of the body, and that's wonderful, of course, for all of us to get those death barcodes cleared off of it. There is also a wonderful mind of the body whole lifetime healing that is really worth, you know, looking at and trying, because people really love that clearing. So that's just another option to really thoroughly get help with whatever's going on in your life, especially anything physical. Now, let me just get to this email. Okay. Okay, I purchased the Body Jumpstart before I found out about the Mind of the Body barcode. Should I redo the Mind of the Body clearing now that I have completed the barcodes? That sounds like a great idea to me.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've redone the mind of the body since I took off. Well, I haven't even finished all my death barcodes yet, but that's a great idea. You could maybe even just run it whole life again, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, great suggestion. Thank you so much, listener, for that. That helps everybody. So, but we don't need to do the barcode one for specific incidents, but you could certainly put your specific incident into the regular mind of the body clearing. Okay, I'll move on. Ron, did you want to add anything more about that?
No, I think you covered it good.
Okay, so we have some more emails. Thank you, Ron, for all you do. I was not feeling good for a long time. Now I am much better. I thought I was dying. Maybe I was, since I had 6 death barcodes on me. Doing my death barcodes now, then we'll start on the other barcodes, mind of the body and placenta. Devoted to the clearings. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Okay, and another. This is how I use my TV screen for visuals. I put up 3 different windows. One window is the light being, and one of my favorite pictures of what the new Earth feels like to me, and a 3rd larger banner in blue that says Creation Lightship across the top. Each individual could use their own new Earth picture. Computer and picture can be cleared first if need be. Great to put up on a large screen during conference calls and DBS shows. And so they made a beautiful, oh, and they sent a picture of what they did. That's lovely. It's, of course, the light being is there and Creation Lightship Healing at the top. And their picture is, I guess it would be kind of like a rainforest look with a pond, but a gorgeous waterfall coming down into it in the background, and it's really lovely. So that isn't that a nice idea, Ron? Ron, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for doing that healing for us. Did you see this email? I think you had it sent to you as well with the picture and the light being. Did you like that idea of a picture of what the new Earth looks like?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. I feel that you have talked a lot about rainforest, that there should be more rainforest on the Earth.
Yes,
and so I think that person chose a really good image. I think I'm right that it's a rainforest. Would you agree with that, that's a good one?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Okay, let's see what else we have in here. Okay, someone was traveling, and they arrived in southern Mexico just in time to experience that earthquake. It was, of course, quite traumatic, but I've been trying to stay in my body. Do you have any advice on what healings that would help? I've run the emotional healing. And do you see anything, you know, specific to help this person that might be behind this? I am so grateful that I can turn to your healings. Thank you so much, Ron. Are you seeing anything about what's going on with that person, Ron?
Okay. A little bit here. Let's do a clearing here.
Okay, wonderful.
So I want all of you to think of maybe what's on that self-empowerment clearing. Maybe you can pull that page up. And
sure.
If you have it, and here we go. So releasing the first energy. may not be number one, maybe a different number, but here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, I'm going to open that up, Ron. I do have that one. Excuse me. And there's a wonderful list. If you're not familiar with the self-empowerment healing, it is wonderful. And you put your name in, of course, at the top. And then there's a list of all sorts of many, many issues that you can clear. So let's see if I can pick out. Would you like me to pick out a couple more, Ron, that you could maybe do some samples of? Or do you want me to read the whole list? Are you there, Ron? Okay, so I will read the list of things that we can clear on the self-empowerment healing. Stuck and paralyzed, unworthy, being victimized, depressed, abused, disempowered, shame, unable to make personal connections, stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, betrayed, being used, unwanted, disappointment, put upon, pushed, unloved, family rejection, emotionally drained, fear of failure, anger, broken heart, resistance to change, unable to break through barriers, pressured, not focused, self-doubt, self-sabotage, frustration, too naive, complacent, discouraged, worry about future, egotistical, fear of success, desperation, not in harmony with spirit. And then the big one, I guess, or the one that makes it limitless, other issues. So if one of those isn't reaching exactly what it is that you feel is bothering you or needs to be cleared, you can write in your own issue. Okay. And somebody is writing in, you know, distress that they just saw their numbers. So I don't know, is there some way to tell people why does that happen, and, you know, why they're distressed it happened while they were listening to you on the radio show?
Yeah, let's do a clearing for, let's see here. Let's take some implants out of your throat.
Okay.
Here we go. Left side first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right side now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Front side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And rear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and there we go.
Okay, thank you. So all I can say for the person that's seeing numbers is the usual clearing, the natal barcode, put that right in there, and also the alien keyword intercept. And I would put the numbers, the digits, and then write those words out also, because I think that's a little more thorough. Okay. So, Ron, you were mentioning that you would like to add in another special call for the end of this month. The last Saturday of September is September 30th, and I was wondering if you wanted to announce that now. We're getting near the end of the show. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I want to do a call. We started it, I think, in the last show, and that kind of took a little bit further, where you can I can infuse your paint on your walls with light codes for you. So it'll be the paint that's on there now. So if you are thinking about possibly, it'll be a $20 call, and it'll be on Saturday. A regular time is 1 o'clock. It'll be the last Saturday of the month. So if you're thinking about maybe repainting your walls, and that maybe is on your to-do list, or now you have a reason to do so, you know, pick maybe the room that you're in the most. I could do, I think I'll change it slightly here. What I'll do is charge $20 for like the first floor, we'll say. Some people may have, you know, maybe upstairs, downstairs, and basement. Okay? So typically, you know, if you don't have those other two things, you just have one area, you know, your house is, you know, on a foundation, and that's what I'd be clearing for you. So we're looking at, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe you have a big family, maybe you have like maybe four bedrooms and a living room and dining room and kitchen and a couple of bathrooms. So that would be included for the $20, okay? So whatever you have there, maybe you just have, you know, three rooms in your house, you know, that would be, you know, for the same thing. So what we'll do is go into each room then, and I could have you select what room you want to do first, maybe label your rooms, maybe, you know, whatever. We'll just say it's like maybe 1 through 8. I could do your garage too. I'm not going to go into doing sidewalks and, you know, your carport and stuff like that. But I could include a garage if you want that done, if there's paint there. And so anyway, we could do it that way. And if you have a two-story house, then, you know, you want to just pay for that second floor. If you use it, which you probably do, for another $20. So each floor would be $20. And we'll see how that works out. I think we had a testimonial. I did this for one person, and I think you received that, Ann.
Yes.
Could you kind of maybe just indicate what they said, sort of?
I did this about
3-4 days ago, just experimenting with this here, because it felt like a thing to do, because we were talking about this kind of on one of the shows here. So go ahead, Anna.
Yes, I was holding that to see if you wanted to talk about that tonight. Dear Ron, thank you so much for activating and putting light codes into the paint on the walls of my home. The next morning when I got up, I felt like I could feel the light codes reaching out right into my body, and I felt this sense of joy and peace. Thank you so much for this very powerful healing. Looking forward to having my whole place done.
Great.
So, yes, that's wonderful. And I just wanted to say that Saturday night, you energized colors onto people's walls, and we're going to do that again next Saturday night. So start thinking about if you'd like to picture your room a color and send us in some suggestions for colors you'd like to have Ron activate. And that is what Ron's talking about now. The special call he's going to do is slightly different. That's going to be whatever paints on your walls now. If you were thinking of painting, repainting something, you might want to hurry and do it before the end of the month, because once they're done, you probably won't want to paint over the light codes. So
that's correct. Yeah. And so if you are thinking about painting your walls, or at least maybe in one room, even, you know, on the upcoming Saturday call, and the date for that will be. Saturday call is going to be the 16th, okay? So on the 16th, what we'll do is maybe you're thinking, well, maybe I should have some light green color walls or orange or light blue or just something, because you know what you have now, you're kind of tired of it. And so we can run those energies in for you, maybe do four different colors of your choice, okay? So you may want to go to, you know, a store that has the different little swatches or whatever of the colors, and you're able then to say, yeah, I do like these three colors, and which one is going to feel the best for me? So we can do that and get an idea of what's, going on. So
I just wanted to repeat, September 30th will be the date at 1 p.m. of this special call Ron will be doing. It's going to be a $20 charge. It'll be 1 p.m. Pacific time, I should have added. And our next show on BBS Radio will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 1. Then the next healing call is, of course, tomorrow at 5:30. It's a live healing call with Ron. So go to the website if you're not familiar with those. You can sign up there. The weekday calls are only $20. And then next Sunday is another wonderful, extremely powerful healing call of 7 hours on Creation Lightship. And also that's all on the website. So we need to say goodbye now, Ron. Thank you for another wonderful show. And we're looking forward to the Mind to Heart drop.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So you have to say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, that little monkey mind chatter, drop them into my heart, and that'll give you peace energy. So it'll put you into the alien timeline where it stops. So here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards to bring you peace. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10987654321. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.